All right, really pleased with our guys. That was a complete team effort, good football team with the Titans, and outstanding performance by our kicker, Giorgio. Pretty special day for him. Proud of him. So good stuff. A couple things that stood out for me. Solid situational awareness, starting out with the onside attempt at the beginning of the game. The way we closed the half, first half, and the way we closed the game, I thought those are the kind of things that we're stressing and during camp, during the off season, and preparing for the year, and see stuff like that come to fruition. It's good stuff. So proud of our guys. I thought the defense was pretty solid overall. I thought all three phases were solid overall. So took that kind of effort here on the road. Our team was well conditioned. Came in here knowing this is a tough team, tough situation. We'd have to be ready to roll, and I think we were. So I'm proud of our guys. Questions?
It's one thing for somebody to come in and a new kicker.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you very well.
It's one thing for somebody to come in as a new kicker, but to do 52 yards for Giorgio and
40 yards. I think it's historical, actually. Will said it was historical. Great performance to come in and give us what we needed. We end up asking him to make a couple 50-yarders, 50-plus. He made two of them on the day, all three of his field goal attempts, kicked off real well. So, he played excellent for us. And, that's kind of what we're, looking to get, put our guys in situation to succeed and have them come through. And got to give the young man a lot of credit. I'm really proud of him.
It'd be enough to do that in your first NFL game, but – his journey, you guys are well aware of it. Seen him before you got here. Appeared in four preseasons and three training camps with you guys.
Yeah.
To see him have that type of day when he's been for six camps and until yesterday never been on a 53-man roster. How about that aspect of it?
That's grit. That's perseverance. He certainly earned it. Is that my man Beast? I see a Beast.
I was available for 3 minutes. They didn't holler at me. I'm good, right?
You're good.
By the way, Marshawn ran real well today. How many carries is he going to get? Well, maybe about 18. He had a good performance, so happy about that as well.
You were already a physical football team before he arrived, and now that he's in your mix, is he adding a level?
Well, for sure he is. I think we've always been physical with our offensive line, our defensive line. I think adding a back like Marshawn, who, you better be sure you want to tackle him before you go in there. So, he's going to bring it. I think we saw some great examples of what we were hoping we'd get today, and real happy for him and happy for us.
Do you think that he's going to help you close out games?
Well, he did today. So one for one with that, and that's the idea is to be able to close these things. And I thought we did that well.
Jack, you mentioned the defense. What about specifically in the second half? They only allowed 6 points. It seemed like they kind of rose to the occasion.
I thought they played well. I think, we were better on third down. We were good in the red zone. They've got a physical offensive line, some really good backs, and we didn't let them get loose. It was a good effort. I mean, they do a lot of different motions and shifts and things you got to be ready for. We spent a lot of time preparing, and it was good to see that preparation come through.
You had a couple of plays where Joseph broke up a pass in the end zone. That was a huge play. And then Nick Morrow came up and stopped the guy on third and two.
Yep.
Because they had been going up and down up the field on third down, and all of a sudden you guys tightened up on.
Yeah, we made a couple key third down stops. I think the second half, I think they got one conversion.
Yeah.
And so that was, obviously key to being – a lot better in the second half, but I think throughout the day it was pretty solid.
What would the rookie show you on defense?
They're solid. I mean, we'll look at the tape and know more, but I think Eddie was the main disruptor on the sack we got. I think Markell and Corey both stuffed up the run inside for us as linebackers. So, I think they had a good show.
Corey came in, banged up a bit, able to play. The green dot, handling strength calls, pre-snap, all the Titans like do pre-snap.
Yep.
How important was his contribution today in the incident?
Yeah, they all add up, a little bit here, a little bit there, and that's what a team does. I think it was awesome of him to fight his way back. He had a little issue he dealt with at the end of camp there, and he found his way back, made it back, and showed a first team today. And it was a great effort. I think he played well, and it certainly was a calming influence because he was the one guy that has been out there before. So it looked like we might not have him for a while there, but he fought his way there into the game. I'm really, really proud of that effort.
Aside from the touchdown run, Mariota didn't really get to stretch his legs out at all. How important is it to slow their offense down by not letting him extend drives by getting outside the pocket?
Yeah, that's you know, part of what they want to do. So, you know, we had that in mind. Would have liked to adjust it on that a little better than what he did score on, but he's capable of that. He's a terrific athlete, talented young man. And he poses that threat that he can take off and run as well as throw.
Did you give any thought to letting Georgia take that 57-yard before the penalty? Or after the penalty, he came into play?
Yeah, how you just said it.
did you talk to him before the game? I mean, how do you sort of determine what his outer limit is? You don't have the history with him. You do with
some I work through the staff. You know, Brad Seeley does a great job, you know, with special teams preparation. I mean, you got to look at, you know, the young guys we developed and the role they played today. You know, Coach Shealy did a tremendous job developing those guys. And that's really what we're going to be about, is develop our players, go out and find a way as a team to perform and, you know, good start today.
On your last touchdown draft, I think it was Cook and Marshawn and Jalen and Crabtree and Seth for a touchdown. It's kind of like a pick your poison kind of deal. You have so many weapons on offense, you kind of just go spread out.
Well, there are some good players in that mix, and you know, we're all about just getting the job done. So, but yeah, I think that was a good example of spreading it around. I think Derek has shown, you know, over our time together that he will throw it to anybody. You know, we don't lock in on any one guy. I think, you know, obviously Coop is going to be a matchup problem for a lot of people, but we're not going to just force it there. We're going to distribute the ball, and I think Derek does a great job of that.
They kind of force you to be patient, don't they? Because Derek, you had the one touchdown early, but you did get field goals. You did add points. You didn't turn the ball over. It seemed like he was pretty composed in the way that he.
I thought he handled himself beautifully. Yeah. I thought Todd did a great job. You know, matched up against Dick LeBeau in his first game, calling the game. You know, Dick LeBeau's got a few skins on the wall. Pretty good. And he turned 80 yesterday, which we saw. I said, no gifts. Let's get them all out of the way. All right. Hopefully yesterday, none today.
The effort, maybe pure strength from Amari on that touchdown early. What did you see from him on that play? And maybe can you speak a little bit more at large? Or is it a concerted effort to get him involved in the red zone?
Yeah, I think we're just playing. You know, we're going to involve all our guys. We're not going to force anything to one guy. But that was a great effort, great individual effort. And the team helped get him in there as well.
Last one, guys.
Can you talk a little about maybe Jared Cook coming in here and just what he gives you guys now?
Yeah, I think you saw today several examples of it. He is a real presence. He's a we've got a lot of design for him as we go throughout the year. And I guess you do get into some of that pick your poison. If you're going to double outside, double Amari, then he's going to be tough to handle in the middle. And so, yeah, we look forward to utilizing him as we go forward.